No, look, we got started before the Christmas. Now, to be fair, we did, and we had our first training session back yesterday. We had so went really, really well it did. So it's looking positive this season coming for us.
And that first training session, what do you get the lads to do, really? I mean, you can't go all in on tactical work or anything like that. You don't know who you're going to play yet, but what do you actually do in that first training session back?
No, look, we met up because it's a new group now this year. So we met up, we had a chat before we went out. And look, it was a light enough session. It was just to introduce ourselves to the lads and get the lads to know each other. But I suppose, look, we done a small bit of running. We didn't kill them with us and a few small sort of games. And then we played a few 11v11 games with, we joined in with the 19s and the first team together. So we had a look at everyone from the first team and the 19s yesterday. So look, it was a light enough session, but look, we learned a lot from it.
Will fitness play a key role now in this sort of early pre-season training?
Yeah, we'll look. It will. We're back at it tomorrow night now, so we'll up the intensity. Do what we will, and look. We spoke to the lads in terms of diet, nutrition, and gym work. A lot of that comes down to themselves. That they'll be going to the gym, and they work on their own nutrition side of it themselves. They do, but I think it's a good. There is a good bunch there, and I said, like, they've a lot of experience and they come from good backgrounds, and I think that's naturally in them anyway, you know. So I think they are going to the gyms themselves even before they came to us, and I think they are eating right. So look, that, and we'll work on my training.
In terms of those new faces coming in, there was every time you checked social media over Christmas, there seemed to be a new player signed. So it must take an awful lot to get those players to gel together so quickly.
Yeah, look, it will take time. It will, but it's something that we're looking forward to doing. You know, like we have nearly 2 months to do it. We've a couple of games coming up. We have, so we'll play a few practice matches in training, and we just work hard at it, and hopefully we get off to a good start this year.
And plenty of those players will have first division experience, so that's important as well.
Yeah, look, it was a tough year last year. We went through, and look, we don't want to go through the same. So I suppose what we looked at the character of the player we were bringing in this year and the profile of the player. I suppose the character of the player, we wanted to know, are they good lads? Will they train? Are they hungry lads? What's the background on them? So look, we got good feedback off the lads we have. And then in terms of the profile, what we were looking to bring in 19s from the likes of Longford, Shells, Drogheda, these other clubs that have first team experience, where lads have got into the team and they're out of 19s and they just haven't quite made the grade. But then we also look to bring in experienced lads, like you have Dan Tobin there. Dan played over 100 games with UCD. He won the first division. He played all the games. The Premier, Keane Cavney is experienced. Conor Crowley's there. He's experienced. One or two other lads then in the background that we're confident now this week that we'll get over the line, that have played played with the likes of Dundalk and Longford first team. So we'll get that done this week now, hopefully.
In terms of the under-19s, you were keeping an eye on those guys as well. So will an awful lot of those make the step up this year, do you think?
Yeah, look, we had I think we had four or five 19s training with us yesterday, and they're an integral part of what we're trying to do, because we're trying to bring our own lads through. And I think over the years, the way they were kind of getting brought through, there were too many were coming through, and they probably weren't ready at the time. You see, they've come and gone. They have, so the likes of Brody, who training with us, and he'd probably stay with us this year. You know, we tried to get him through, and then there's one or two others that James has spoke about. But we had one or two 17s training with us yesterday who've done quite well as well. You know, so we will integrate the 19s and the 17s in with us this year, even if it's only for training sessions. But I would imagine one or two of them will get game time throughout the year.
Looking back on last year, it was a bit of a disappointing season, you'd have to admit, given that an awful lot of the games, you seem to be in them right until the very end, and then, you know, you just make a silly mistake or something like that, and a goal would go in, and then suddenly you come away with no points. What are you going to do to combat that this year?
Yeah, look, it's just, look, what we're trying to do is, it was a tough season, right? The lads we have, we need everybody training, we do. And that's first and foremost. Once everyone's training, we keep the fitness levels up, we will. We just brought new lads in. I think even with the lads that have gone out the door, look, they probably need a break from the club as well, and vice versa. It will just probably need a bit of freshen up there with lads coming in, you know. So hopefully now with the lads that we've brought in and lads that we're continuing to work with to try to bring in, that will push the club forward, and it will be a better season this year. Look, we'll just improve on last season. That's what we're looking to do.
Looking ahead to the new season, it must be difficult to plan your whole season around the fact that you haven't even got any fixtures yet, given that we don't know whether there's going to be 9 teams or 10 teams yet.
Yeah, look, it's fairly poor out of the FAI, isn't it? Now, to be fair, like they could have come up with a fixture list, and you know, incorporated. Like, I think you're available every five, you're free every 5 weeks, you know. So they could have done something. They could have with it. It's just poor. It is out of them. Like, as you said, we don't know what's going on. We don't know there's another team there coming in. Apparently Rovers B applied to come in, and I think every club went against this coming in. So it could be a case that it could be a 9-team league, or it could be another case that the FAI just overrule all the clubs and just introduce Rovers B. But whatever they decide, it needs to be decided fast, so we can start planning.
Yeah, so Wexford FC are part of this First Division Alliance that sent that letter to the FAI against the Rovers B team. But what's your own personal opinion on that?
What's my own personal opinion on it? Look, I think they need to be 10 teams in the league. That's a fact. But in terms of Rovers, maybe if it was an under-21 team that was coming in, if Rovers had an under-21 team that they put into the league, that might work. But if it's open to all age groups, like, I can see a few problems with what's going on, like in terms of like even trying to sign players like Bray and these other clubs, and up around our draw, even ourselves, like we were trying to sign any lads, we mightn't necessarily get these lads because the car in front of them is they could play in the same league for Rovers B team, and if you're doing well, potentially you could get to the first team. So it stops other clubs from probably getting players that they would have had access over the years to.
The whole problem, of course, comes about because Limerick have gone into liquidation there, and it's kind of a warning sign for all clubs in the First Division and beyond as well, that you really need to support something or else it will die.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's a real shame what happened in Limerick, because there is a great fan base up there and it is a great club over the years. So look, it is a shame now that they're gone. But to realise it is that the clubs need to look after themselves, and look, in terms of sponsorship and that, they need to the support of the local community they do, and it is hard, but they have to try and deal with them and manage it as best they can. But as well as getting supporters in through the door, hopefully we'll attract more of a crowd this year. But we do know, look, we're realistic, we know it comes from winning games. If you look at Waterford last year, they start the season, I think 5,000 fans at it, and for their standards probably wasn't a great season, and they dropped down to about 2,000, so it's a big drop off point. And even for us, like, it's you know, like, we might only be talking a couple of hundred, but it would help us. It would help us, and it would help the club move forward.
And finally, Brian, for 2020, what's a realistic expectation for Wexford?
What's a realistic expectation? Look, all we're trying to do, if I'm being honest, we're just trying to improve on last year, win as many games as we can, and just try to bring the club forward. And it'd be great if we could get involved in the community a little bit more and get fans in through the door. But it's just improve on last year, and I'd say any manager will say the same to you.